You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. Mono Lake is one of the jewels of the Eastern Sierra. Its saline waters have created a unique ecosystem, providing habitat for everything from brine shrimp to migratory birds. But for years, Mono Lake has had a problem. Water diversions made by the city of Los Angeles that began in the last century. In the mid-1990s, a deal was reached that both the L.A. Department of Water and Power and conservationists hoped would save the lake and increase water levels. And for a time, water levels did increase. But now that plan is in jeopardy. Here to tell us more is L.A. Times journalist Louis Sahagun, who joins us on the phone. Louis, welcome.
Thank you.
This is not just a problem for the ecosystem, though. It's also a problem for public health. These dust storms are a big concern. What is the problem there?
The problem is that on windy days, particulates of 10 microns or less are kicked up in these vast clouds. These particulates lodge in the lungs, and they cause respiratory injuries. And so they're regulated by federal law. But dust storms at Mono Lake exceeded federal standards 33 times in 2016. And today, Mono Lake is the largest source of toxic particulates in the world. That title was formerly held by Owens Lake, which was drained by the Los Angeles aqueduct system in the 1920s. LA had to spend over $1 billion to reduce that dust by 95% down at Owens Lake. So now that awful title is held by Mono Lake, about 150 miles to the north.
So when LA began diverting water at Mono Lake, the level began to drop. That caused alarm and brought about this issue of dust storms. But something then happened in the 1990s that changed the trajectory of things. Tell me about this agreement that was reached back then, and what did it call for?
Well, essentially, there was an agreement. Actually, it was a landmark State Water Resources Control Board decision in 1994 that capped Los Angeles's diversions of water from tributary streams of Mono Lake. And that was needed in order to deal with the dust, but also to safeguard the environment, not just of the lake, but also the vitality of the five streams that pour into the lake. So that agreement set a level. It said essentially that the level of Mono Lake had to be raised to 6,392 feet above sea level, and that the way to do that was by significantly reducing diversions from streams controlled by the city of Los Angeles. Originally, when that decision was made, it was believed that the water level would rise to that target level within 20 years. That has not happened. And today, it's about 10 feet below the target, and some people think it won't reach that target level for another four decades.
And of course, California has been dealing with a number of issues here. Number one, a severe drought. The drought that began in 2012 was one issue. But then the overall issue of climate change and changing precipitation patterns, is that the big problem here?
The big problem now is that weather is not behaving the way it did when that 1994 decision was reached. Back then, there were certain assumptions about the way weather behaved, about the amount of snow the Sierras would get, about the amount of rain, about evaporation rates. But what's happened is since then, it's actually within the last 10 years, the area has experienced extraordinary shifts in extremes of weather, from 5 years of severe drought to last year, for example, a historic deluge of snowmelt. But overall, the lake isn't, meanwhile, getting the water level to rise enough to meet the 1994 agreement. So the Great Basin Air Quality Management District, which is in charge of clean air in that area, it is saying now we have to recalibrate our measurements, our computer models, the weather in that area. Otherwise, we're not going to really understand what's happening, and we will wind up being in violation of that 1994 agreement. And in the meantime, while we're recalibrating to include new ideas and models that include, you know, extremes of weather due to climate change, the cheapest, easiest way to deal with the dust problem that we have is to for LA to reduce its exports of water even more than it already has to meet that 1994 agreement. Los Angeles is saying, wait a minute, we've already reduced dramatically in 1994 to meet the requirements of the decision. The problem today is not us. The problem today is climate change. So we are not going to reduce our water exports, but we're not arguing with the idea that whether you call it drought or whether you call it climate change, all of the, you know, those things do have to be taken into account in terms of controlling the water and safeguarding the environment and knocking down the dust. But we're not reducing water. We don't feel that's necessary. Great Basin is saying, well, wait a minute there. You folks set the stage for the problem we're experiencing when you began diverting water from that, from this area, Mono Basin, in 1941. So you are responsible. And again, the cheapest, most elegant way of dealing with this is for you to reduce your water even more, and we need to talk about that. So there's a showdown.
A showdown is apparently looming. What does the Department of Water and Power say? You have a quote in your article that's in the LA Times with their senior assistant general manager, Rick Harrisick, saying that LA's diversions have a, quote, very limited influence on the lake's elevation. This sounds like this is truly a showdown that's looming here.
Yes. So he's saying LA's diversions have a limited effect on the lake level. But Great Basin is saying there's a combination in play here, a combination of your ongoing diversions and these quick shifts in extreme weather conditions that are making it increasingly difficult to meet the requirements of the State Water Board decision. So it's those two dynamics that are causing the problem, not just one or the other.
When it comes to those changing climate trends, changing precipitation patterns, we've seen dramatic shifts just within the last few years with the lake elevation, have we not?
We have. Last year, a historic amount of snowmelt cascading off the eastern slopes of the Sierra Nevada put 5 feet of water into the lake. That is an incredible sock of water, right? But it wasn't enough. It's still 10 feet below the 1994 requirement. So, and that is because despite that historic input of water, it was preceded by 5 years of severe drought. So even that colossal input of water wasn't enough to get close to the required level.
You mentioned that the cheapest and easiest way to deal with this dust problem is raising the level of the lake. What are the other options there? With the $1 billion the city of Los Angeles has spent thus far on dust mitigation at Owens Lake, a little further south on Highway 395, is a similar scenario potentially available there?
There is already a building concern in the Mono Lake area among conservationists and also Paiute tribal leaders in the area who do not want to see Mono Lake's shoreline or edges covered with crushed rock, planted with vegetation, etched with furrowing, and the kinds of things that have been used to knock down the dust at Owens. People don't want to see that here. If you go to Owens Lake today, as I say, the dust problem which was the worst in the world for decades, has now been reduced by 95%. But if you drive by Owens Lake, honestly, it looks, it's starting to look industrial. Not starting, it does. Covered with crushed rock, shallow flooding, you know, these furrows. And people don't want to see that at Mono. And I'm not saying they're right or wrong. I'm just saying their argument is, wait a minute, LA, we think that maybe you could do more to conserve water in Los Angeles, in that metropolis down there. And then you could reduce your exports of water up here and make up for it by conserving a little more down there in LA. And then we don't have to cover Mono with crushed rock.
So where does this story go from here? You mentioned this is headed for a showdown. More job security for California water attorneys?
Yes. Well, yeah, according to Great Basin Air Quality Management District, they are saying, you know, there are health risks involved here, serious ones, potentially serious ones. And while they are not allowed by law to interfere with the aqueduct system, they can sue Los Angeles in order to clean up the air. And if they sue Los Angeles, they are entitled to lawyers' fees paid by Los Angeles. So the fact that they're even warning such a thing means, I think, it says a lot about how serious they are about this.
Again, we've been talking about the new fight that is brewing over Mono Lake, continued diversions from the city of Los Angeles converging with the threat of climate change, mean the lake's level is not where officials want it to be under a 1994 agreement, and that is heading for a showdown. You can read about it in the Los Angeles Times. Our guest today, journalist Lewis Hagen, joining us on the phone. Lewis, thank you so much.
Thank you.